Welcome to Taking Back Humanity, the podcast that's all about breaking free from the shackles of modern life and living on your own terms. If you're tired of the 9-to-5 grind, feeling unfulfilled, and wondering if there's more to life than the daily routine, then you've come to the right place.
Hello there. Welcome to the Taking Back Humanity podcast. My name is Aaron Shade, and I've been running this podcast for a little over a year. However, I took a long break and now I'm back. This is season 2, everybody. So I've got something sweet for you today, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how a business can change your life and fund your travel dreams. I want to say that 2 years ago, I started an online membership called the Unlimited Travelers Club. And in that club, it was basically about the idea of saving money and earning money while you travel so that you can just travel as much as you want to. So if you're making some online income and then also saving money with your lodging, your flights, your activities, all of those things, you can just, you know, travel perpetually if you want to. Not a lot of people wanted that. And I didn't really test the idea and I didn't know how to market it, or I was just throwing a lot of spaghetti at the wall. So I created all these little income workshops. Some of them are really valuable and I'll probably just put them out on sell them individually. But it just wasn't really very well aligned with me either, because it's like, okay, yeah, you can save money and earn money and travel, but what's the purpose behind the travel? What's the intent? And so that's actually a little bit closer to my heart. And I mean, during that process, I mean, it was a membership. So each month I had to come up with new content and keep delivering that to my members. And it was just kind of overwhelming. And, you know, it was a little bit out of alignment, like I was just saying. And they could just sense my lack of confidence with what I was talking about, because I didn't really have the passion behind it, didn't really have that feeling behind what I was doing that they were excited to be there, you know. And I don't fake excitement, at least not well. I could try to fake excitement. Most people that fake it, you know, it shines right through to the people that you're talking to. And it's just not very, you know, engaging for people. It just kind of puts them off. And that's why I had a lot of members leave, just because they didn't feel that real true energy and passion behind what I was talking about. And so last month, I lost my last member. So that is a 0-person membership at this point in time. I've also realized that a membership may not be the best model for what I want to do. So right now, I'm just going through this pivot and I'm getting back into podcasting right now. And that, you know, just want to help all of you guys do something a little bit different than you're used to. I've re-envisioned my purpose behind my podcast and what I want to do for people. I do want to help a lot of people that are in like their midlife stages where they're thinking, you know, I've been going through the motions and just going on autopilot for so long and I don't even really know what I'm doing anymore. What's the point in all of this? I just look forward to that 2-week vacation every year and that's about all I get, because even then I have to beg my boss for it. And, you know, a lot of people are just lost, and maybe that's you too. I don't know. I went through the same process. I worked for 20 years and it was just kind of soul sucking. And I just every day, every Monday, it's like, oh gosh, I got to go back to work and I got to do this thing in the office. And it just kind of sucks. And I just got to keep doing it every week for the rest of my life. And then maybe then I can have some time to have some fun and travel. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. So I want to help other people, you know, find their purpose, find their meaning, find maybe a business that lights them up and brings them joy, and do something that helps others. Because I found that if you're helping other people, that means so much more than helping the bottom line for some CEO that's making a lot of money off of you. Okay. Yeah. First of all, you might think, well, why do I even give a shit? I give a shit because I don't want all of you to have to go through that same thing. And I'm sure a lot of you love your jobs and that's great. Not everybody does. A lot of people get stuck in careers just because of happenstance. They go to college. They don't even really know what they want to do. And then they just kind of fall into some kind of career that really isn't aligned with who they are anyway. But I also believe that all of us have some sort of special secret skills, some sauce out there, you know, that can help other people achieve something impactful in their life. I mean, I've seen anything from, you know, in the health and wellness space, there are a lot of people out there that are yoga instructors and all that kind of good stuff. That's just not me, but anything you can think of that's out there as far as like a service type business, you could turn into some type of possible coaching program to help other people lose weight, look fit. You know, that's just one area of expertise. I mean, I've seen all kinds of different niches out there. And I mean, it could even be about helping other people start businesses. Or, I mean, if you already have that experience and you're listening to this, then great. You can help other people do something similar to what you're doing. I mean, not exactly the same thing. Obviously, you don't want to be out there creating competitors to your own business. But the possibilities are endless. I've seen people like even just have a membership on crocheting or any other hobby type of thing. And you can really build a lot of different members into that. And as long as you're like creating content that's related to that business, I actually know the person who does some crochet cats. And it's just crazy the endless possibilities of what you can do in either a membership site or a program or a coaching program or an online course. And then it's just about making sure that you're bringing that top energy into it that shows that passion, shows that what you're talking about isn't a bunch of BS and that you actually know what you're doing. But another reason why I give a shit is because I actually, in my business, I want people to have that opportunity to travel, get out of their box, connect with locals, try different foods, go to different environments, see some awesome landscapes somewhere, watch the penguins on the beach somewhere, or, you know, just climb a sand dune, you know, have those experiences while you're younger, not when you're 70 years old. I hope to be fit and well enough to do those things when I'm 70. Sure. Yes, I want that. But it took me till I was 39 years old before I even left the country to go see Japan. And in Japan was such an amazing cultural experience that really spawned the idea that in 3 years time from then, I wanted to just quit my job and just go travel. And I'm so glad that I actually did that with my wife. And it was just such an awesome experience. We met locals all around the world. I can think of times where a local would show us around to these ruins and talk about the history of the place and what happened there, even during her childhood. Just having those types of experiences just mattered so much to me. And it's going to be something different for everyone else. I mean, travel can mean a lot of different things. But for me, it's not getting on a cruise line and stopping in port to port and getting off the boat and seeing a few things and getting back on the boat and then going to the next destination. To me, you're spending all your time on the boat, not really getting deep into the countries that you're in. But the type of travel that I want to help people with is a longer term traveling. So taking an adult gap year. So I know a lot of these college students are around that age will go out and have their gap year before they, you know, take the deep dive into the working world or even before they start college and go explore and do all of that when they're younger. But when you're, say, 35 years old, 40 years old, 45 years old, something around that age, I think it's important to get yourself out of that coma and just start exploring a little bit, getting out of your box, getting out of your comfort zone and getting a little uncomfortable. Because the only way you're going to grow is if you get a little bit uncomfortable with what you're doing, because that means you're growing beyond where you were to start with. And I think that it's just so valuable to have that experience again. Maybe you took a gap year during college, but you've really thought a lot differently about your life after, say, your kids are gone or you're just at that time of life. A lot of things change in the 40s, 50s. And you need to maybe just take that break and get out there and just go see stuff and have some meaningful travel experiences. So that's another element of what I want to do with people is take them through not only the how. I mean, I could think of four different main quadrants of making this happen. Obviously, you need to have some preparation beforehand financially and with whatever your stuff is and all that good stuff. But then there's also the trip and then there's also the return and making sure that all those things are smooth. So that way you don't come back and it's like, okay, now what do I do? I don't have a place to live and all this great stuff. You need a plan for that. And usually, I mean, what I did, I had a plan for all of those before all this happened, and it worked out just fine. I also help people with avoiding a lot of the pitfalls and mishaps that can happen during travel. We had a couple of those, and one of them was something, you know, kind of happened in March of 2020. You know what I'm talking about? And then the other one was like on day three of our trip, we actually had one of our bags stolen, and kind of had about $7,000 of camera gear in there, and that really sucked. However, we were prepared for that, and we had insurance, and it all worked out. We ended up repurchasing everything, and wow, I got a shiny new camera now that I didn't have before, and it weighs less than the other one, so great, because it's me on my back. But it's just having that experience, I really feel like it's important for everyone to get outside of their boxes. I know I hear about these people that are like, they've never even moved 100 miles from their hometown. It's just like, okay, so all you have is this really very limited view of what the world is, and it's all just like in this little chunk of Ohio or something, and that's about it. I think there are different types of people that this is not for. And I'm not trying to sell you on anything right now. I'm just talking about this. So just get that out of your head right now. But I do want to say that all of these changes in my business and my idea and having all of that straightened out is because I joined a coaching program last year called Business by Design. And in that, it was able to help me get clear on my focus and get my inspiration I needed, nailing my niche, getting a focus on getting actual paying clients, getting leads, getting people into my world, and also just making more direct contact with the people in my circles and, you know, creating partnerships and finding others that are my same area of expertise that we could like bounce ideas off of each other and help each other in a group. It also got me a little bit clearer about what I should be charging for this, because what I'm doing right now, this is a life transformation type of situation, and you just don't charge $37 a month for that. I also don't want to do a membership anymore. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of content, and it was just kind of draining me. So I just want to get that out of there. But let me just like introduce you to James Wedmore. I mean, he's just such a great person. He just has like this energy about him that all he wants to do is serve the people that are in his program and make sure that they get the results that they need. And he has like tons and tons and tons of resources, and it might get overwhelming to look in there, but you only really need to, I mean, a lot of people only go through like his first module and they have what they need and they use that and go run off and start their own online business, their online coaching business or their online membership or course. And I think that what's in there is just so valuable, but you don't have to use all of it. That's the great thing. It's just like a big toolbox. You go through it and you get the pieces that you need, and that's about it. And then if you need extra support, I mean, he has coaching calls where it's like a group of people and they all get, you know, raise your hand and you can throw your idea out there and just see what response you get and listen to all the other responses from everyone else. And it just is really inspiring to just be in such a group. And then with the live event, oh my gosh, it was just incredible just to have all that energy in the room and that excitement and the power that we were able to get back within ourselves. Because I think a lot of us give our power away to everyone else and don't really think about we are all powerful as individuals. And what we can put out there into the world can be such an amazing thing, as long as it's something that's truly aligned with who we are and what we want to do with that time that we have on this precious earth. So that's my quick introduction. He's running this thing. It's free, and it's called Your First 100 Leads.
I'm James Wedmore, host of the Mind Your Business podcast, and I've built an 8-figure-a-year company selling digital products around my knowledge and expertise. In fact, this is what I've been doing in multiple niches for the past 15 years. And if you've ever wanted to do the same, or maybe you're trying, but you can't seem to get any traction, here's how I can help. As you can guess, you need an audience if you want to sell your stuff, right? But what if I told you that you don't need a big audience. You don't need millions of followers to get started. In fact, we see that it's with just your first 100 leads where you really start getting some momentum. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're on the stage of a room filled with just 100 people in that audience right now. That's a lot of people. You don't think that a few of them would walk up to you after your talk and ask, "Hey, how can I keep working with you?" Of course they would. And that's why I created Your First 100 Leads. It's a 14-video step-by-step training mini course that walks you through exactly how to get your first 100 leads fast. And the feedback and results from this free program have been amazing. Diane Shepherd said, "This is one of the best trainings I've ever taken." Jake Curry said, "We have had 753 people sign up for this free training. Are you kidding me?" Dan Netting said, "I'm currently going through the First 100 Leads training, and James, I gotta say, it's brilliant. This training is A to Z complete, and the best part is it's absolutely free. Thanks so much, and I'll see you there."
You need leads in order to have a business. If you don't have leads, you don't have a business. I mean, you don't have any paying customers. Having the tools you need in order to get those first 100 leads, and why 100 is that important number, because you only have a certain amount of even that 100 that's actually going to buy from you. But that's the starting point. There is no ceiling to this. Once you have that 100, you keep growing it. And that's how you continue to get more paying clients. So I'm really excited. I've already been through the first 100 leads, but for you guys, you're able to go through this and you can get to know James during that process. From there, the sky's the limit, really. While I was at BBD Live, I want to go back to that for a moment. I was just so blown away with all the content that I had during that event and all the people and everything else that I up-leveled, and there's actually a higher tier even called Next Level that I just said, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to go do this. And I'm so glad that I did. I'm in that this year. And yeah, it was expensive to get into, but what is my life worth? Honestly, do I just want to keep going through the motions of working in, say, corporate finance and just feeling drained every day, feeling stressed out, dealing with bosses that are jerks, and just more of a toxic kind of environment? Or do I want to create a business where I can help other people achieve their own results, have life-changing moments during their travel experiences that really just get them thinking about what they truly love, what their passions are, what they want to put forward onto this earth while they're still here, what they want to do maybe even for their children or their grandchildren or their parents, or, you know, helping make their families better? Or if they're child-free like I am, they can find ways to help their own communities and give back with the money that they're earning. I mean, you can make a lot of impact. I want to donate to different causes and things, and having the time and the money to do that with the business that I run is just so awesome and so impactful. And just like my shirt says, the journey is the reward. So, I mean, you don't always, you're not going to start off, you're not going to go make $1 million in your first year or anything, right? Little increments, you get a little bit better. And then eventually the curve starts shifting different levels in your business. And we all start somewhere. Sure, James wasn't making $1 million in his first year of business. He went through a lot of different iterations, a lot of different ways of doing things before he created Business by Design. So this is no like get rich quick scheme or any crap like that. I would never, ever join anything like that. Honestly, I can tell right off the bat when you got this slimy salesman that's like going to promise all these things that are going to happen for you in a short amount of time. That's just not the case. I mean, it takes your hard work, your dedication, your passion about the actual thing you're going to put out. That could be as simple as being a dog trainer. I've seen all of these like simple ideas. It doesn't have to be so overcomplicated. And the more complicated you make it, the more difficult it is for someone to actually know what the heck you're doing. And I've already figured that out. And I'm getting very clear on what we want to do. Thanks for listening to the Taking Back Humanity podcast. In the show notes, I will have a link there for you to discover James Wedmore through his first 100 leads. And I believe that just by getting 100 leads and building your business from that, it's just such a great place to start, because we all got to start somewhere. And that is a good challenge for you to go out there and get those leads for whatever you would like to do, because the world is your oyster. And now is the best time, better than ever, to do this. You know, so many people are getting laid off everywhere. They're just miserable with their jobs. And, you know, this is another path that you can take. Talk to you soon.
Head over to the show notes where you can leave us a rating and review. And I'll see you in the next episode.